I'm Dee Dee Bridgewater with Jazz Set on a hot and muggy Sunday afternoon in August at the Newport Jazz Festival. Phew, it's muy caliente. I'm reaching for my fan people. I can't take it. As the MC just told us, drink water. And if you're under a big umbrella, move. Because the people behind you just can't see. Even though one of the biggest ensembles of the weekend is now on stage, Arturo O'Farrell and the Afro-Latin Jazz Orchestra. Leader Arturo is in his prime. He's the center of a dynasty between his father, composer Chico O'Farrell, who lived from 1921 to 2001, and his son Adam on trumpet here today. Zach, a younger son, plays drums. Arturo's energy is a driving force. His conducting is physical. His piano playing is powerful.
Would you please put your hands together and welcome Arturo O'Farrell and the Afro-Latin Jazz Orchestra!
Thank you.
At the piano, Arturo Farrell, also conducting and making the announcements.
Yeah! New part! The Afro-Latin Jazz Orchestra, ladies and gentlemen. Rumba Urbana, featuring David De Jesus on the alto saxophone. Gary Valente on the trombone. Adam Arturo O'Farrell on the trumpet. Roland Guerrero on the congas.
Arturo O'Farrell is proud of the next piece, a recent composition.
One of the great moments for me in recent history was the nomination and confirmation of Sonia Sotomayor to the nation's highest court. And we celebrated this moment by writing this next piece, commissioned by Symphony Space, Doug Rice, R.D. Rice Construction, and the Bronx Museum. This is a little phrase we reappropriated from the confirmation hearings. We just took it back because it was taken from us. This is a wise Latina. Thank you.
A wise Latina. A few days after Newport, the Afro-Latin Jazz Orchestra played A Wise Latina at the Bronx Children's Museum for Dream Big Day. I'm Dee Dee Bridgewater. The Grammy Award-winning Afro-Latin Jazz Orchestra and leader Arturo Farrell go full tilt. And furthermore, Arturo runs two orchestras, this one and another founded decades ago in New York by his father, the Chico O'Farrell Afro-Cuban Jazz Orchestra. Father Chico was born in 1921 in Cuba. He left the island in 1960, never to return. Son Arturo has made several trips back, though. The most recent was in the autumn of 2010. Arturo, his family, and the full Chico O'Farrell Orchestra traveled to Varadero, where they met and played with a local orchestra devoted to Chico's music. Until now, this orchestra in Cuba didn't have printed scores or parts. They had to listen to the albums and transcribe the music. Arturo, being big-hearted and generous, brought to Cuba the full printed music for six original Chico O'Farrell compositions for orchestra. Arturo says, and I can only imagine, that it was very emotional to make and receive this gift. We have more about the story at jazzset.npr.org.
I believe we have a special treat for you. The great, the one and only, John Faddis, ladies and gentlemen. We're gonna feature John in one of my daddy's compositions, the great Chico Farrell. And Chico and John had a long and lovely relationship. And so it is especially moving to me to have John play two of the three Afro-Cuban jazz moods. We're gonna have him play the first mood, Galeriscópico, which in English means galeriscópico. We're also having him perform on the third and final movement, which is great. It's called Exuberante. John Faddis, the two Afro-Cuban jazz moods. We'll be right back.
I hear someone in the audience whistling in the Faddis sphere. John Faddis hits those high notes and much more on two movements from Afro-Cuban Jazz Moods by Chico O'Farrell. Arturo O'Farrell and the Afro-Latin Jazz Orchestra at the Newport Jazz Festival in surround sound on Jazz Set.
We have bad news to report. There's been some serious controversy backstage between three of our instrumentalists. Yvonne the Terrible Renta, Adam Arturo O'Farrell, and Earl McIntyre have been getting into it backstage, man. They've been seriously, they're trying to solve the world's problems in this piece. We're gonna invite them to come forward in the middle and put an end to economic hardship, put an end to global war, and put an end to all these terrible things. They're gonna duke it out, they're gonna discuss the issues of the day, just like we do in the neighborhood bodega every day. They're going to do this set to the music of Juan Tisol. This is Caravan.
Thank you.
Earl McIntyre, Adam O'Farrell, Yvonne Renta.
Jazz Set receives support from an award from the National Endowment for the Arts, which believes that a great nation deserves great art.
We have a big privilege today in being able to perform this music with one of the great iron men of Latin jazz, a gentleman who has played with virtually everybody. He's one of the remaining members of the Big Three, honorary member of the Big Three, Tito Puente, Tito Rodriguez, and Machito. So we're gonna feature the great Bobby Purcelli on the title track of her 2009 Grammy Award winning Song for Chico. This is Bobby Purcelli playing Song for Chico. Thank you. The great Bobby Preseli, ladies and gentlemen. We love you, Bobby.
Arturo O'Farrell features Bobby Preseli on saxophone. Preseli is one of the great veterans of Latin jazz big bands in New York. And Arturo himself is a walking encyclopedia of the history of the music.
Jason Marshall, Peter Brannon, Bobby Preseli, David De Jesus, Yvonne Renta, Earl McIntyre, Mark Miller, Gary Valente, Kajiwara Tokunori, Adam O'Farrell, John Bailey, the great and mystical Seneca Black, Jim Seeley, Joe Gonzalez, Roland Guerrero, Vince Cherico, Ricardo Rodriguez, Arturo Farrell. We are the Afro-Latin Jazz Orchestra.
40 Acres and a Burro by Arturo O'Farrell and the Afro-Latin Jazz Orchestra is nominated for the Best Large Jazz Ensemble Album, Grammy. Winners to be announced February 12, 2012. They leave us with a new piece from South America.
We play music from Chile, from Argentina, and now we're playing a piece from Peru. This is some Afro-Peruvian music that we're going to play for you. We hope that you enjoy it. It's a piece by Gabriel Alegria, and it is entitled El Sur. We're going to ask Mr. Jim Seeley to come forward and perform some beautiful trumpet work for us on this piece entitled El Sur, Afro-Peruvian music. Thank you.
Thank you.
El Sur by Gabriel Alegria, Arturo O'Farrell, and the Afro-Latin Jazz Orchestra. Our on-site recording is by Steve Remote and Orisonic. Surround sound mix is by Duke Marcos. The senior producer of NPR coverage of the Newport Jazz Festival is Anya Grundman. Technical director, Kevin Waite. Yes, he can. Ginger Bruner is our studio engineer at KUNV in Las Vegas, with producer Becca Pulliam and executive producer Thurston Briscoe III at WBGO Jazz 88 in Newark, New Jersey, and WBGO.org. Hear the entire Afro-Latin Jazz Orchestra set and all our shows again at jazzset.npr.org. That's jazzset.npr.org. I'm Dee Dee Bridgewater. Back next time with more live music.